This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What we try to do with a guest doesn't always work is send them a signal that we have 30 seconds left or 45 seconds left before a segment ends. I'd love to have a little button, though, that I can send them a little current. No, that doesn't work.
An electric current.
Sorry, I was falling asleep there, Gene.
It's wake them up.
Yeah, that's funny. So we were just actually talking about some of these interesting sightings that were at the Sea City Ranch, you know, where people were. Some people just go, no, you know, that's just it. And I think some of it is just, I don't know, fireflies, airplane, I don't know, lens flares, I don't know. But some of them are a lot harder to explain.
Mm, yeah, definitely. I advise anyone to go and check out James's webpage and Peter Slattery's. There's quite a lot of images, and I would actually put Peter in probably the top 1% of the world in ufology for sightings, because the evidence he's actually accumulated, he can go out and photograph the numerous different shapes of craft. I've actually put some of them in the second book under heading of different. He's got so many different contacts, CE 1, 2, 3, etc. Because he's had experiences where he's had ETs in his house, and he's got photographs. There was even a photograph I analysed for him not so long ago, when he was staying at the Seti Ranch, and a being manifested itself just at the end of his bed, and he took a photograph of it, and that's on his page. And then I also had other photographs where I would overlay them so you could see what the room looked like without the image there or the anomaly, etc., and you can see for yourself, make your own mind up. Yeah,
no, that's pretty interesting. Like, they did that with the Phoenix Lights, and you could tell pretty much right away then, oh, yeah, some of these were definitely flares. You know, that doesn't explain some of the other witnesses saw, you know, this large craft flying directly overhead. But, you know, the ones with the lights kind of going down behind the mountains in the distance, yeah, I mean, that became obvious. That's basically what they were.
Mm. It's basically doing your homework. Again, even when people come to me to have images analysed, I never call anybody a liar. I would never diss them in any way. I would always try to, you know, give them a positive outcome. But there are times where I've analysed images and footage for people, and basically it is an aircraft or anything like a bird or an insect, and you have to sort of break the news to them, which isn't nice, but, you know. But in the first book, there was a good case I analysed that was put to me by Philip Mantle, and it was photographs he was taken, not him personally, he was sent them by, it was a civilian airline pilot that was on vacation in Wiltshire in the UK. The actual image that he sent me was of a Union Jack flag on a flagpole, and that was obviously the topic in the photograph, but either side of the flagpole, you can see two disc-shaped craft in the sky behind. So Philip sent me these images, so I went through the process of analysing, like I always do, upscaled them and, you know, got the original photograph, etc. And really, at the end of it, I actually confirmed that they were both military aircraft, because when I put it through the Photoshop and did the filters and everything else for them and did a comparison to even the same. One was actually a Tornado aircraft, which I actually used to work on at my time in the Air Force, so I knew the Tornado inside out. And the second, I think it was a American Intruder aircraft. But when you can actually see in the book where I've actually put an image, an illustration of the actual aircraft in the same position to what is shown in the book. And you can see the fin, you can see the fuselage, and you can even see the wings. You know, everything is in the same proportion. So, you know, even qualified people can make a mistake of what they're actually seeing.
Yeah, well, that's really important, though, to for you to be able to do that. Because if everything we see is, oh, my God, it's a UFO, well, then we're just going to lose credibility. We have to be able to be objective about it and do exactly the kind of objective research that you're doing in order to sift out the stuff that we're interested in, the real unidentified flying objects, UFOs, things that are some sort of alien craft, from things that are mundane, normal aircraft that are made on this planet or within the realm of our civilization. I mean, I don't know where UFOs come from. That's another topic. But, you know, we've got the ones that aren't from around here, and then we've got, well, our own stuff.
Yeah, definitely, for the fact people have misinterpreted the actual, well, not word, but the letters of UFO, because UFO stands for unidentified flying object, which is anything really until it's identified. When people hear that UFO, they just, well, I'm not saying everybody, but they assume probably extraterrestrial in origin. So it goes to the movies, probably their fault for all that.
Well, not really. I mean, when you get into the Air Force, and they're the United States Air Force, that is, they're the ones that came up with the acronym to begin with. They created it. And when you go through their actual regulations and their definition, it doesn't leave room for anything else but some sort of an alien craft. And it was basically invented to replace the words flying saucer, because everybody was going, well, look, these things are flying saucers from outer space. We might presume outer space. We don't know that it's outer space, but we know that UFO, if that's what it is, when we're talking UFO, we're talking about something that's not from around here, not simply just like, you know, just because it's unidentified, it could be anything. But you're right. The media kind of takes that, and we hear that all the time. Oh, you know, this is UFO, and that's a UFO, and this is a UFO. Well, it's not. It's just some vague light off in the distance.
Yeah, I agree on that. Yeah, it's a sort of the actual UFO has been misinterpreted for whatever reason.
That's because you and I maybe do more homework. Like, you know, we go in and we look. If you're a ufologist, you're going to go in and you're going to look at where the word came from and look up its history and who made it. That was Edward J. Ruppelt, you know, author of the report on unidentified flying objects, the guy who created the word. You know, you get to know your history. Most people in the media, I don't think, really know the history. So they just kind of go with what they've heard and fly by the seat of their pants with it and try to make a story out of it.
I think so. And also Hollywood bringing the movie. I mean, I'm a great lover of sci-fi movies, Star Wars, Star Trek, anything science fiction. I've been brought up watching Doctor Who in the UK, and I think you get it in America too, don't you?
Who's your favorite doctor?
Tom Baker.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a Tom Baker fan. Gotta love Tom Baker.
Yeah. But I also like the new female doctor that's coming now, so.
Jodie Whittaker, by the way. Yes. I have not seen the episodes because for quite a while I was without access to BBC America. So that didn't help. But I want to ask you a few things here also, getting back to the older UFO photos and what we might want to learn about, what we might want to learn about that. So our guest this week is Jason Gleaves. He's got a couple of books that we're talking about, The Ufology Umbrella and the original book, UFO Photo. Okay? So this is going to be a fascinating discussion as we continue. By the way, we want to remind you that we have that other radio show after the PowerCast, part of the PowerCast Plus, and this week we'll feature Morgan Knudsen, who has been on the PowerCast before, and, of course, William Puckett will be delivering his UFO sighting update after the PowerCast, part of PowerCast Plus, but a plus dot. theparacast.com. Jason, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
All right, I wanted to ask you here, since we're talking about photo interpretation, have you tried to go back to some of the classic UFO photos and see what you can glean from them?
Yeah, the first book was more of a sort of DIY in ufology. Well, I wanted people to, who would just come into the the ufology sort of realm to understand, like I had to sort of learn from the beginning, because well, like everybody else, you watch everything and you come up with your own ideas, your own mindset. So really I wanted, people were asking me questions on what you do, what you look out for, you know, like the electromagnetic spectrum, explaining that side of it, misidentifications, birds, etc. And then I wanted to really go through the, like you just said, some of the original photographs. And one that really stuck out was the Los Angeles, the Battle of Los Angeles, 1942. It's always been a fascinating image when I've seen it, and obviously when America just come into Second World War, etc., a lot of political unrest in the world, and this craft had come over, which it's documented, you know, really well already, but I wanted to actually look at the images and get the, see if I could see what the craft was with the spotlights on it itself. So I analysed it again. I went through everything like I do with everything else, upscaled the original image that I could get, and basically go down that road. And I don't know if you've got, you could actually see an image of it yourself, but you can actually see detail. On the original photograph, you just see a large cylindrical, more of a disc-shaped object in the center, which is illuminated by all the spotlights and the flashes of flak and, you know, artillery fire at it. You can actually see a lot of detail in the image itself, you know, structure to the craft. It's got shape and all kinds of wings and things like on it. So unless you can see an image of it, it's difficult to explain.
So you've haven't had the opportunity to see a closer to the original print or something?
Was that? Well, I can't remember how I found it, but I got the clearest I could actually find, you know, from the original source. And then I actually analyzed the image, went in, did, like I said, use filters and everything else to actually bring out the detail. It's detail's never been seen before. Not on anything I've seen anyway, and it's fascinating to see. And then I also took an original photograph of the, I think it was North Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and it was around 1941. That was the best I could get, when it was taken in that, like a high street looking out towards where the sighting was at the time. And I've overlaid the actual images of the strobe lights where people would have seen it on that night.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. That takes a lot of work. I mean, how long does it take you to do something like that?
Oh, I never stop, really, because I've always got people contacting me to do images for them or to have a look at images. And this was just one of the ongoing things, which was part of the book, which slowly grew along the way. And like I said, it was going just down those images, like another one further along, I took on the Trent photographs, which are 1950. Again, these are all classic UFO photos. It's something about the original classics that they intrigued me more, really, because they were before digital cameras came out. So it's more the old film in the camera. And again, when you've got multiple, like Trent images, there were actually multiple images taken at the time. So I overlay them. And one thing that actually does prove is that the object has moved. So there is an object there, because in the Trent, I'm just looking at the photographs now, you've actually got a telegraph wire that goes across, and you've got the disc, which is above. And there was another image below where the image is actually moved more side on, a side elevation view. So I overlaid the two together, and it proves that the distance it's moved, you know, quite a considerable distance in the sky.
Interesting, yeah, because, there, you know, some people say, no, you know, it's like a truck mirror or something like that. And there's others who still swear it's real. Another classic that people have been, and there's been some talk about this, you know, the Roswell memo image, where they've gone in and tried to extrapolate what some of the letters are. Have you looked at any of that? What do you think about it?
I did have a go at that a couple of years ago and did get part of, I haven't got the information on me now, but I can remember at the time it was going round Facebook and a lot of the UFO pages were trying to, it was when the original photograph came out, a more in-detail photograph, I should say, where you could sort of make out slightly what was wrote, but it was at such an angle it was quite difficult to make out.
What do you make of, you know, these, the people will say, I went to take a picture of it and my camera was drained of power. It had a fresh battery in it. But for whatever reason, you know, we get this power drain that seems to be happening with the modern stuff. Whereas, you know, back in the old days, a film camera, most of them didn't have batteries. It was all manually operated.
Yeah, I hear that a lot with people that have said the same thing. Also, I've got friends who go out to Rendlesham Forest because a lot of anomalies and things happen around in the forest itself where orbs and strange mists where beings within the mists are seen. And on some of the images, but friends of mine who actually go down and do that sort of work quite often say that their battery will die instantly on their camera or their phone or the video camera, and even the batteries that they've got in their pack that are fully charged up because they charged them before they left were completely dead as well. Again, worldwide, this isn't just obviously a UK thing, it's worldwide, it happens everywhere. Whether it's the, again, it comes back, if it's ET, are they doing it so they don't want to be seen? There's a multitude of questions come up for this, why it happens this way, who knows.
Have you been able to draw any conclusions, like even just general ones from sort of in total from your work, like what's really going on, how much of a real physical phenomenon are we dealing with, or is it more psychological, that sort of thing?
That's really why I called the second book the UFOlogy Umbrella, because that's the way I see UFOlogy today. I just see UFOlogy as a huge umbrella and it goes off into multiple directions.
That also is a cause for many, many debates. The multiple direction of UFOs, ufology. Jason, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has lifted a freeze imposed by lower courts on the Trump administration's shift of nearly $2.5 million in Pentagon funding to begin construction on border barriers in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Guatemala has signed an agreement to be a safe third country, requiring migrants from there, El Salvador, and Honduras to apply for U.S. asylum there rather than at the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump says the agreement sends a clear message to smugglers and human traffickers.
Your day is over.
and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
It requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Now, in the old days, we defined the various facets of ufology as a serious scientific branch and the wackadoodle branch, which is the contactee branch. So, of course, you wanted to be scientific. You didn't want to be considered crazy, eccentric, or maybe some of us do. But you're talking about different paths, I assume more than just those two.
Yeah. I mean, you've got contactees, obviously, people that have had experiences. And, you know, I've had experiences myself, as I've explained, you know, things that have happened, whether they are, you know, explainable or not. I'm still on that journey to find out myself. But, you know, it just goes off. The word ufology is just the main word, and then it goes off into hundreds of diverse subcategories and directions and questions, obviously sightings, and then with the sightings that will spur off again into another category of analyzing sightings and then reasons for it. It just goes on and on and on, even down to craft, really. The craft seen over years, really, you've got your disc-shaped craft, elongated, cylindrical shape, which is cigar rod-shaped. And more lately, we are seeing more orbs in our sky, and especially around the chemtrails, that type of thing. A lot of people photographing that time. So again, another category of different types of craft that are being seen.
Well, you're so right about that. And we kept talking about, well, you know, what really is ufology in a lot of ways? And you're so right about the umbrella term. Like, one of the things we've got on our forum is, oh, we've got hundreds of threads, and we get talking about this. And someplace, we've got a flow chart that I created that starts at the top with ufology, and then it goes down, and it branches out into something that is sort of like serious ufology on one side, and that's where you have the scientific look at this phenomena, where you're dealing with objective material evidence and trace evidence and analyzing soil samples and seeing if there's any radioactivity, that sort of thing. Then coming to some sort of a conclusion. And on the other side, you've got what's called the cultural side of things, which goes into everything from entertainment to the arts to marketing to virtually anything to do with culture, because it's really the largest portion of ufology that there is. When you think of all the movies and the books that are designed just for the average person and not necessarily an academic, our society is merged with this phenomenon. It's part of the background of virtually every society on the planet now. Somewhere we're exposed to the idea that there's alien visitation in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I agree with you there totally. More people are waking up to the fact, and more really because in the general media as such, you know, we've got the BBC and everything, Sky over here, you have all your NBC and, you know, all your news channels over there, and it's been spoken about more openly, and people, with the scientists coming out especially saying that we're discovering more planets, more inhabitable planets, which again, and then also you've got to the Stars Academy, which have come out, and now with Congress and people speaking openly in government and higher jobs, you know, in the government are speaking out about these things that are happening, UFOs, especially Tic Tac. It's just snowballing. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, that takes us right back around to where we were at the beginning of the show. Where do you think we're going to go with this whole disclosure thing? Or do we need it? I mean, do people like us out here in the field who've done our homework and already know that we're dealing with a real phenomenon, do we really need the government to tell us that they're real?
I don't think we do personally, but I do think the majority of people who are slowly waking up to this ufology phenomenon as such, they need to see a newsreader on a big mainstream news channel sitting in front of them wearing a suit, tapping his papers on the desk saying UFOs have landed.
Yeah.
But most of us in ufology know that they have been here for a long time. They've been visiting, you know, and I've got evidence that I think personally with footage and things like that. With the to the Stars Academy, I'm still not 100% sure. There's things that stick out. I mean, one thing I do say, when I first saw the footage from the, it was an F-16, was it, the Tic Tac, and you've got the object and the pilots are following it and woo-hooing and everything, which is normal. But down, if you actually look at the HUD display itself, on the right-hand side of the HUD, down the right-hand side, there's the word slave. It's wrote slave. Now, me personally, I know slave in terms of military slang word is another name for drone. So, like I said, there are things that niggle me when I watch these things and the way it's being televised and brought out. And so I'm still on the fence slightly.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's really interesting what you're bringing up there about the videos, because when they were first brought out, it was sort of implied, and I think to lead us to believe that these particular videos that they were showing us were the same ones that the pilots were talking about in the original expose. And, of course, that goes back to the Internet even before the To the Stars Academy people. There's an article about the Nimitz incident. And there's actually a pretty good documentary out there about the Nimitz incidents that's completely separate from the whole To the Stars Academy thing. For the people who don't know, go check that one out instead of the To the Stars Academy thing.
Yeah.
Because it's been put together by people who were witnesses there. And it's actually really good. So, and it clears up some of these, exactly what you're saying, where we're led to believe that some image we're seeing on TV is the actual evidence for the claim that's being made. And it's not always the case.
And also, it leads on really to when they brought out an image, and it was clearly a helium balloon.
Do
you remember seeing that? And I don't know how you can make such a mistake. It's beyond me, really. And it made it slightly a bit of a laughing stock, really. Again, just another thing. Whether they're going to, they do say they've got so many more videos they're going to bring out. And, you know, I know damn well that they've got better videos than the ones they've released. So, like I say, watch this space.
Yeah, or somebody has better videos.
Yeah.
We're not really sure who. And when we get looking at where those ones came from, some of the looking that I've done that isn't, you know, just looking at the To the Stars Academy, but where they came from and how they got released, they said that we thought, I mean, they, meaning the people who released them, said that we thought we were releasing them under the understanding that they were some sort of training video. And then they got sandbagged with the whole UFO thing, and they weren't really very happy. And they said, okay, well, I don't think we're going to let them have anything else.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of a dubious claim that they've got all this, you know, more videos that nobody's seen. I really don't think they do. I'd be surprised if they do.
You know what? You raise a point here, Randall, which is maybe they do that as attention getters. We got more evidence. Come and join us or become one of our investors. I'm not saying that's necessarily what they're doing. Maybe they do have the evidence. But we also hear claims from people, they've got evidence. And then somehow, some way, it never seems to show up, or when it does show up, it's disappointing. We got more to come with Jason, Gene, and Randall. What that means is you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We are talking UFO photos, real, imagined, or somewhere in between, with Jason Greaves and Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy. Randall, pick it up, please.
Yeah, so we were just talking before the break there about, what kind of evidence is really out there, and how much more do we really need than what we've already got if we get doing our homework? You know, do we really need the To the Stars Academy people to tell us? Or can we look at even the history up until this point and say, well, look, you know, we've got a lot of good photographs and a lot of good cases even prior to all of this Nimitz and Tic Tac UFO stuff. What are some of the better ones that we have, say, up to that point, in your opinion?
Well, in the book, I just generally skirt over ones I think, like you say, the Los Angeles sighting, really, because it's one I've been brought up looking at in magazines and watching UFO shows, and, you know, Arthur C. Clarke, Mysterious World as a young boy, and, you know, like I said, the older the photograph, the more intrigue I want to really find out if it's real or not.
Hey, do you remember a show called In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy?
Yes, I do. Very good.
Okay, so something happened with me, and I just need to know if you watched the UFO episode, because when I was watching it, and this was back on the original airing of it, they had a movie. It was some sort of, I think it was a 35 millimeter film of some people doing a dig, an archaeological dig, and this faceted, shiny, disc-like UFO came up over the embankment and down in and around this archaeological dig that was quite large. It was about the size of, say, you know, the kind of hole you'd see for a large office building foundation. And people were down in various levels. And this thing went down in there and was around, and they had these film cameras on it. And then the show just went off the air, and all there was static, you know, because it was an air show. So you had that sort of poltergeist type television thing happen. Did anything like that happen to you, or have you met anyone else that's happened to that remembers that?
I don't know about the show itself, but now you got me curious. I'm going to have to watch that now. But again, it's just, I get all kinds of images. I get amazing images people send me of Greys and ETs, and when they're taken on board crafts, and you can see the ET in front, whether they've taken the photograph consciously or not, I don't know. And it's just the different types of craft that you do see. And like I said before, we are seeing more of the orb shaped craft in the skies. I can go out at night here in my own garden and I can look up and I can see craft every night going over. And they're not satellites because I use the satellite tracking websites, which are there free for everyone to see. They're very accurate. I know where the flight paths are for Manchester, Liverpool Airport, etc. I know the actual flight paths for British Aerospace in the distance where the Beluga comes in to land at the factory there. So everything is eliminated. Even these orbs that I see myself, no strobe lights. And then in the same piece of sky, you can actually see a real aircraft with the strobe lights flashing. And it's two completely different things that you see.
Yeah, it makes a real difference when you can see them side by side, and you have to really look to find those. This brings up a point. Our special correspondent, William Puckett, who comes on After the Paracast each week to give us a UFO update, he's recently got himself into a whole bunch of radar records because he requisitions the Freedom of Information Act for these things, and he discovered that there was, in some of these tracks, some aircraft flying way up there at 80,000 feet. And it had a transponder, get this, okay, the transponder code, which I didn't really know or understand about, but I wanted to bring this up, and I didn't have time on the last After the Paracast because we just ran out of time. This is really interesting. He said the transponder code corresponded to the frequencies for the SR-71 or the U-2. Now, we know that the SR-71 has been retired, or has it? There's still rumors that it's still out there. And then there's the U-2, which I was surprised to find is still in service. So, you know, you might still be seeing some pretty high-flying military craft up there that we kind of thought were out of service, but are still, you know, they're taking pictures from way up there.
Yeah, that is quite possible. That there are military aircraft too, and I do understand military aircraft, while on exercises, etc., will fly without lights and things like that too. But going back to the ET side, I do believe that a lot of the sightings are to do with frequency. And again, like we said before, the frequency for the visual sighting and things like that. But I also wrote in the new book about a lot of musicians, the way musicians nowadays, when they're having sightings themselves, you know, you've got famous people, Robbie Williams and Dan Aykroyd, people like that who have had sightings. And a lot of the musician side is, like I said, I link it to the frequency, that they're more open to the frequencies that are going on.
Well, you know, in case of Dan Aykroyd, he's been a very, very vocal advocate. He's a lifetime member with MUFON. But a lot of this goes back years and years. John Lennon had a lyric in one of his songs about seeing UFOs, and nobody seems to care, because he, during the time he was estranged from Yoko Ono with May Peng back in the early 70s, saw a UFO. And just in relation to that, and related, the late Reg Presley of the Trogs, Wild Thing, you know that thing? He wrote a book on crop circles. Of course, we have Jimi Hendrix with the song Up From the Skies from the late 60s.
David Bowie, and, you know, the list goes on.
Oh, yeah, not to mention the Foo Fighters. I mean, and there was a band called UFO. And, you know, I've seen a UFO, and, of course, you know, we were talking off air about the music video that I put up not too long ago. I mean, what is it with musicians and UFOs? We had Ben Eno, remember that, Gene? They were really great guests. We got talking about frequencies and music, and they had a incident where they heard this sound, which was like a C note, I think he said, that they could follow around outside, and the audio, they could zero in on it somehow where it was in stereo, and it just, they followed it around and it went off up into the air, but they couldn't see anything. I mean, that's fascinating.
Well, you know, in that particular case here, that's not unusual, as we see, and you're right, anyone who has some tendency towards the arts may see a UFO or have a psychic experience. I haven't had anything that was really psychic, but my background includes taking 10 years of voice training, playing a little guitar, and a little bit of drums. Didn't help.
One of these days, Gene, you know, you're going to be outside and looking up just at the right moment, or you're going to get a knock on the door, you know, from the MIB, and you're going to go, finally, you know, what took you guys so long?
Well, it happened already, but they used the neuralizer on me.
That explains it.
But people say that what happens to me is that I use the neuralizer every day. I'm addicted to one. But I tend to think that some of our politicians may be more amenable to that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's why they don't definitely say anything. Yeah, that's Stephen. That's, you know, we should have brought that up with Stephen Bassett. That's what they really do to him. You know, they get George Bush in there, or Trump or whoever it is, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, flash, gone. They don't really, what, UFOs? Don't know anything.
You know, I'll tell you something, though. Whenever we mention politics, even just a sentence or two, oh, you liberals, oh, you whatever. I saw somebody on Facebook. He was ballistic. I like to listen to the Paracast, but all this politics. I said, it's just a few sentences. What difference does it make? It's freedom of speech. You do not have to agree with the politics. And with UFOs, there's a lot of politics because we talk about disclosure. We talk about government investigations of UFOs. We talk about possible visits by government agents or men in black. All this, military whistleblowers, how can you leave politics out of it? The Pentagon UFO study, the Pentagon. Former Senator Harry Reid was responsible. Politics, what are you going to do? What we're going to do is have some more action-packed adventure here. I don't know where I came up with that. With Gene, Randall, and Jason, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.